Well, Terry Burstall, you all know about Terry, the author of A Soldier's Story and The Soldier Returns, which has recently come out, both to acclaim. Terry's war was the Vietnam War, which was the unnecessary war. Speaking with him is Peter Pinney, author of The Barbarians, which is a classic about World War II and New Guinea. And his next book will be The Glass Cannon, but his writing goes way back to after World War II. His travel books, historical books, To Catch a Crocodile, Too Many Spears. He's also a very skillful television script writer. So without any further ado, I will introduce the first speaker, Terry Burstall.
Good, thank you, Michael. Soldier Stories, and I hope people didn't come to hear about Soldier Stories as in all the anecdotes we get down the RSL on Anzac Day, because what we're looking at is why soldier stories are written, and I think one of the major reasons is because war is a fascinating event looked at from the outside. Probably not so fascinating when you're sitting in the middle of the jungle or the desert, and I'm sure some of the people in the Middle East at the moment aren't thinking that it's very fascinating there. But War stories are written because you can bring almost any emotion and feeling of the... you've got compassion, you've got horror, you've got terror, you've got all sorts of emotions and feelings that can come out in war, and you can write about in a fictionalised version, or you can write your own stories as has happened with myself and Peter. We've been able to translate our own experiences and stories into books that we hopefully people will read and try to gain some understanding of why wars are fought and what happens to the people that are actually involved in it. The thing about war stories, the good thing from a monetary point of view is that war stories don't date. Hopefully they're going to be around for a long time and they're going to sell for ever and a day. We've got World War II war stories still coming out, and just recently we had a new movie about World War II so many years afterwards. I'm sure with the Battle of Britain celebrations that are going on at the moment, there'll be a lot more come out, still to come out. Probably not so much with literature, but I'm sure with the movies of World War II, which is still a fascinating subject. For me, my books, I have two books out at the moment, and they're both about war, but they're both entirely different. One is about war, as when we were actually there as soldiers on the ground, and the other book is an attempt by me to understand why my war took place. I'm at a bit of a disadvantage, and I think all Vietnam veterans are at a disadvantage from the point of view that we really couldn't understand what our war was all about. And I've had to try and understand what that war is all about for the rest of my life to make sense. Otherwise, it just doesn't make sense. My life doesn't make sense unless I can make out and try and understand what my war was all about. Where I think, hopefully, that the people from the Second World War didn't have to worry about that. It was quite clear-cut, black and white. We were the goodies, they were the baddies. In Vietnam, it wasn't quite that way. And so the second book is an attempt to understand what my war was all about. From that, I've had to try and understand Vietnam, and that becomes a fascinating subject, because Vietnam itself is a fascinating subject. But the problem seems to be that everything about written about Vietnam from the war side of it is all from a Western perspective. And to try and understand the Vietnam War from a Western perspective is really not the way to go about it, because there's so many differences in culture and attitudes that it's just, from the Western perspective, just doesn't fit into the Vietnam perspective. And the it was just with the language, when I was in Vietnam in 1987 researching my last book, we were sitting in several bars in Ho Chi Minh, Saigon, or Ho Chi Minh City as it's now called, and several of the ladies in the bar kept mentioning this Ba Mi Long Conze, and I kept getting this Conze, and wonder, when I finally asked the interpreter, what is Conze? And he said, oh, it means you're a goat. And I thought, I was devastated, absolutely devastated. There was my ego gone, these beautiful ladies in these bars calling me a goat. It was only when I came back that I found out that in Vietnam, a goat has sexual connotations. Strong sexual connotations, in fact. And when they were calling me a goat, they weren't calling me a goat from the Western perception of a silly old bugger. They were calling me a goat from the Vietnamese perception, which meant I was a randy old bugger. So it really shot me down. Next time I go back, I'm going to know what Conze means, and I'm going to work on that, I can tell you that. I'm not going to sit down there and let my ego get the better of me. So, within that framework of trying to understand Vietnam, I had to try and understand the Vietnam War, and it became, from there I had to work back and try and fit it all into some sort of framework. And the framework was so broad, to read anything on Vietnam, it's not... Or to try and understand Vietnam, you haven't got, it's not a lack of material, it's a dirge of material. There is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books that have been written about Vietnam, and it's trying to sort out the wheat from the chaff to try and get any understanding from it. The soldier's story was quite a personal story of what happened, but still that had to be fitted inside. It had to fit inside a framework, which was the American perception of the war. And although I felt that it had to be written, because at that time, with all the American material that was there, there wasn't a real lot about the Australian perspective and the Australian side of the war. And this became... There was some academic works, but I mean, from a personal point of view, there was very little, and I think that's why the soldier story's been quite successful as far as sales have gone, because it was the first one that actually put up the war from the soldier's point of view, not from an academic point of view, for in very straightforward, easy language, this is what this battle was all about. From my point of view and from my friend's point of view, it was a. In fact, the book wasn't to be written in the first person. I was quite embarrassed about my small part that I played in that actual battle, and I actually wrote the book in the third person, in the first place, but was then told no, it's got to be written in the first person to give it more immediacy, which I'm glad now that it was. But it was. Became quite a traumatic experience going back to Vietnam, and it was just pointed out to me that David Hackworth, in his book that's just out now called About Face, pointed out one of the things that becomes apparent when you're doing something on war stories, and that's that everyone has a different view. Someone that's beside each, two people beside each other will have a different view of what's going on, but nevertheless, both are the truth, because it's the truth in their eyes of what they saw or what they felt or what they thought was happening around them. And so it's very hard to get the truth in soldier stories, as I'm sure, as we mentioned before, as I'm sure anyone has been down to the RSL on Anzac Day, we'll certainly realise very hard to get the truth there. But the second book, The Soldier Returns, I thought was going to be a lot easier from that respect of trying to ascertain what was the truth, because I was looking at it through my eyes. But then again, it became quite a very hard exercise with the interviews, because you were still looking at what other people saw. And this time it wasn't what other people saw from your side of the fence, it was from the other side of the fence. And of course that was quite a traumatic experience for me, because I learned a lot of things that I really didn't want to know about. I didn't realise that I was going to learn those things when I went there. I wasn't looking for that type of material. When it was presented to me, I couldn't do anything else with it but use it. Someone criticised me for using the story, and I must stress that it is only a story in the second book, of two of the people that were at the Long Tan battle who were wounded and were supposedly, from the Vietnamese point of view, their story is that they picked up two prisoners during the Long Tan battle. Now, we know that all the bodies were accounted for the next day, and so they couldn't have actually they couldn't have taken them prisoner. But their story fell into place because they said, we found two wounded soldiers. We started to take them out of the plantation, and the people that were taking them out, plus the soldiers, were killed by artillery, by your own artillery, the Australian artillery, on the way out. And of course this became a distressing sort of an exercise for me, because I knew most of the people's parents and family that were killed during that battle, and we didn't know which soldiers it was, if there were two taken out. Someone said to me, why don't you leave it out? But the problem is now that there are so many people going back to Vietnam now that are also hearing these stories, that if I had have left it out, someone would have come along later on, written another book probably saying, well, that Terry Burstall went over there and he knew about this and he didn't mention it. So he's being selective in the material that he uses. So for my own integrity, I had to put it in, and hope that it didn't upset the families too much. But being selective in soldier stories, that again becomes another problem. What do you include everything, or do you try and or do you worry about the sensibilities of the reader or people that are involved? Soldier stories, it's a fascinating subject. They're fascinating books to write, and I hope that they're fascinating books to read. For me, as I say, I had to try and fit Vietnam into some sort of framework and rational perspective, because for me, my life would never have made sense unless I could make some sort of sense out of it. Hopefully I've done that. I feel myself that I have, and I just hope that what I've written can be translated to the reader, and that the reader can gain some sort of understanding from a very, very confused subject. And I hope that it won't be an important part of our history, because it's personal. And we all know that personal accounts can't really be historical accounts, because they're prone to mistakes of not mistakes, deliberate mistakes, but they're due to mistakes of memory, mistakes of perception. All sorts of mistakes are made from impersonal accounts, and the historians later on will be able to rectify them in some way by linking them with other works. But I hope that the works that I've written will give some understanding to that very, very confused war, which was Vietnam. Thank you.